Our scripture for the day is Psalms 105:23. Then Israel entered Egypt, and Jacob lived as an alien in the land of Ham.
Today's prayer. Lord, you brought Israel to Egypt where you had already prepared their way. I know with certainty that you have prepared the way before me. If I must live as a stranger in a strange land, Lord, help me to realize that you live there with me and that you've prepared the path before me. I praise you, Father, for this day. Amen. The thought for today. Think of how difficult it was for Jacob in his old age to journey to Egypt. And remember that God always prepares a way in every difficulty if we'll only trust him.
Today, apply the word alien to a situation in your life. Mary and I live in northern Wyoming, and many times we can apply the word alien to our life. Because besides the ministry, which is the true love of our heart, which we work our souls and our minds and our spirits in, we also have a business that deals with the oil industry and drilling rigs. And sometimes you can't get much more alien than some of the people that you'll meet there. They don't know Jesus. Some of them don't even know how to read or write. But they're like you and me. They have love in their hearts.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans 15, 8 and 9. Reading, "Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises that are made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, 'For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name.'" Today's prayer posture is bowing. When bowing, it shows God that you honor him and you feel humble because he is so good, so big, and so powerful.